Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Andrew McCarthy, writing at the National Review Online about the Abrego Garcia puzzle. The man, an El Salvadorian national living in the United States without documents, was deported by the Trump administration, and he's supplying the information that the deportation was incorrect, a mistake. However, now that Abrego Garcia is in El Salvador, his native country, in custody, the case is that he needs to have the correct deportation procedure. I ask Andy, why not bring him back, give him due process, and then send him back to El Salvador or wherever he wants to go because he has no home here? And Andy's answer is witty and exhaustive, and there we have it. The Trump administration is frustrated because the solution is obvious, but here's Andy to explain much more of this.
It's exactly, I think it's not only correct, John, it's part of why the Trump administration, which obviously is not overly fastidious about the legal technicalities here, it's part of why you're hearing Trump officials be very frustrated. And the fact that it's obvious that they don't see the sense in this. They don't want to admit that they made a mistake, which they did. But part of what has them, I think, very confused and agitated here is the best result this guy, Abrego Garcia, could possibly hope for is if the president of El Salvador lets him come back here and makes an arrangement with our government to bring him back, he would be in custody here while he goes through removal hearings. Presumably, Attorney General Bondi would finally get around to reversing the 2019 withholding of removal order. He would be found deportable, and then he would be sent back to El Salvador, which is why I think the Trump officials are like, what is the big deal here? This is an illegal alien who's a Salvadoran who's been sent back to his country. They don't want to talk about the fact that they violated the law in 2019. But if you put that aside, you can understand why they think this is a lot of hullabaloo about something very small.
Tonight.